LANYAP, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis, and my guests today, Edmund Williamson from the Sugar Studio Gallery in downtown Monroe, and Margaret Ellerman, she's the Artist of the Month for the Ouachita River Art Gallery in West Monroe. Welcome to LANYAP, you guys.
Thanks.
Good to be here.
We have a power-packed Thursday night coming up. We got you guys in here on Tuesday, but people who are making plans for what's going on Thursday, a big event, the Downtown Art Gallery Crawl, through a whole host of different galleries.
Yeah, 5 to 9. A lot of galleries, and Massey Museum is staying open till 7. They have the juried competition showing right now.
And Margaret, you're showing
at the Ouachita River Art Gallery. Yes, I'm the featured artist this month, and I have some new paintings there.
Great.
So I'm really excited about my show.
And you got the, you're holding the poster that has the listings.
Yes.
Give us some of those other ones that are
There's the Live a Day Studio, Vantage Tower, Mystic Art Gallery, and of course the Sugar Gallery, Orander Gallery, Becton Gallery, and at Lusan Sushi.
Lusan is a new restaurant, sushi place that's in Washington Plaza, and they'll be showing Margaret Becton and Jeff Hatch.
So Margaret Becton will have some of both because she has her own gallery upstairs in 130 North 2nd Street.
And we'll have the trolley running. And Margaret's in West Monroe, but we'll have the trolley that runs from Trenton Street in West Monroe to downtown Monroe.
Making a little bit different connection this time, going over the Louisville Bridge rather as the Endon Bridge is out right now.
Right.
But how did this really come to be? I mean, this started out with a very small germ of an idea and has really grown into something, into a really big event.
Yeah, it's grown. It's last summer it started. I was off paddling someplace in the wilderness, and it got started, and I lent support. But it's really grown. We've got more galleries, and we're becoming incorporated as a not-for-profit, and making some real headway.
Well, I had understood that there's some arts funding from the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the website now you can find downtowngallerycrawl.com. And Edmund, so, okay, I'm familiar with that downtown area, and it's pretty quiet most of the week. Your gallery was a very quiet, kind of out-of-the-way place there by the railroad tracks. A little more out of the way since they closed that railroad crossing at North 2nd Street.
Yeah.
But then since then, you show up on a Thursday night for an art crawl. It's exciting to see so many people downtown.
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
It is. It's so exciting to see people out and going to the various galleries and discussing the art and having some refreshments. It's a lot of fun.
Margaret, what are some of the things that you've seen that you've really enjoyed over the last several months?
Well, I enjoyed going inside the other galleries over on the Monroe side because I had not been inside those buildings. And of course, it's so exciting having the restaurant over there in the old Fred Levy building and seeing people out in that area walking around, and it's just been deserted for so long, not anything going on. It's very exciting.
We're ambitious. We're aiming to revitalize downtown Monroe and connected with West Monroe, which has largely been revitalized for some years.
Yeah, Antique Alley has done a lot of work in that direction.
And historically in cities, the artists come first. Just think of Soho in New York, and now the artists can't afford to be there because it's so upscale.
It's so upscale now. It's gotten out of their price range.
Yes,
now.
Really.
Well, that's something we will certainly keep an eye on and look forward to. I'm talking with Edmund Williamson from the Sugar Studio Gallery and Margaret Ellerman. She's the Artist of the Month at the Ouachita River Art Gallery in downtown West Monroe, talking about the Downtown Gallery Art Crawl coming up this Thursday night. You said it's from 5 to 9.
Yeah.
So plenty of time for anybody who's just getting off work or even getting off work late.
Yeah.
Still plenty of time to come down.
Sure.
Edmund, I know that you've probably been tied to your studio a lot of times during the exhibits, but have you had a chance to get out and walk around? What are some things that you've seen?
Oh, yeah. I have to sneak out every now and then. And you know, well, it's just great going around and seeing the different artwork and how it's presented differently in every place. And, you know, there are crowds of people. I don't think everybody makes it through every gallery when they come down. So you see people all over the place. And it's nice to get out and just walk down the sidewalks.
Well, and it's a pretty diverse crowd, too. I've noticed that
Not... Yes, it is.
I mean, it's not a particular niche of crowd. It's a pretty broad range of an audience who's coming down. And I've seen lots of kids, people with families, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we've been declared an arts district where we don't pay taxes, and West Monroe and downtown Monroe. And so hopefully we'll become a tourist destination and people will travel. I see people coming from Ruston. So maybe we'll draw people from further away.
So that's a start.
Yeah.
That's a start, right. So can you think of a favorite exhibit that you've seen?
I always enjoy seeing what Margaret Becton has going. And Livaday's studio is like always interesting. And there's a lot happening.
And Margaret, I'm certainly with you. I really enjoy the old buildings.
I do too.
I'm a fan of the old buildings in downtown Monroe. And so being able to go inside and see...
It's just exciting.
The generations of things that have changed. And then you know, how that molded from whatever different businesses have been in that building to be an art gallery now.
Right. It's just so exciting to see the old brick exposed and paintings hanging and people just... visiting with each other and looking at the art. It really is a wonderful atmosphere.
So, Margaret, what are people going to see if they come to the Washita River Art Gallery, if they see your work?
Well, my work this time is more abstract than I have normally done, but I do have two of my landscape paintings that will appear in Louisiana Life magazine later this fall. They said it would be in the late fall issue. But this new work, I think my color is more exciting, and I've used some collage elements on the paintings, and it's very different from what I've been doing, so I'm really excited about it.
That is, it's neat stepping out into a little bit different range.
Yes.
Edmund, what would people see if they come to the Sugar Gallery on Thursday night?
Oh, well... Damon Adcock has some paintings up, and Diane Rosenberg is making jewelry, and I have some paintings, a lot of paintings I've done in Georgia lately.
Okay.
And Diane Rosenberg and I will be doing we're going to do a art party on Thursday nights. So if you come in and pay $35, we'll provide refreshments and art supplies and make art.
Well, we can also say the Downtown Gallery Art Crawl is free.
Yes.
5 to 9 on Thursday night. Edmund Williamson from the Sugar Studio Gallery and Margaret Ellerman from the Washita River Art Gallery. Thanks so much for being here today.
Great.
Thank you.
And I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.